Welcome to the IDRBT Domain Registrar Portal Security Vulnerability Proof of Concept submitted to CERTIN. I am demonstrating how over 33 API endpoints are accessible without any authentication on the production domain registration portal. We begin by confirming the portal is live at registrar.idrbt.ac.in. Then we check the Spring Boot Actuator endpoint, which reveals the backend technology stack. The most critical finding is the user database endpoint. Using a simple curl command, we retrieve over 5,400 user records from the /api/dr/user/all endpoint. Each record contains the user's email, phone number, and crucially a BCRYPT password hash. 49% of records also contain live OTP hashes, and 97% have two-factor authentication disabled. This means credentials can be cracked offline, giving attackers portal access. We can also retrieve the full record for any individual user by email address, and even deleted user records are still accessible. 219 supposedly deleted records contain complete password hashes and OTP data. The orphan users endpoint reveals over 1,000 accounts with 99.8% assigned the super admin role by default. This is a critical registration bug. The portal also leaks financial data. Over 1,500 invoice records totaling 4.7 crore rupees are accessible without authentication. Organization IDs are sequential integers, making enumeration trivial. Internal configuration including GST rates, TDS percentages, and domain pricing is exposed. 5 separate endpoints allow checking whether any email address exists in the system, enabling user enumeration. Contractor details including vendor emails are also leaked. DNSSEC configuration metadata and digital signature certificate proxy endpoints are publicly accessible. These expose infrastructure details and allow session enumeration. In total, 33 plus endpoints are unauthenticated. 5,576 unique users are affected. 4.7 crore rupees in billing data is exposed. Systemically, the production environment is running UAT configuration, there is no vulnerability disclosure program, and the vendor was appointed without public tender. This concludes the proof of concept. All vulnerabilities were live at time of testing. Read only, get requests only, no data was modified.